我们一起来读一段的经文，是在约翰一书。
Let's read some scriptures together in the book First John, book of First John.
第三章的十八到二十四节。
Chapter 3, verse 18 to 24.
好，打出来了，我们就一起来读。
Let's read together.
小子们啊，我们相爱，不要只在言语和石头上，总要在行为和诚实上。从此就知道我们是属真理的，并且我们的心在神面前可以安稳。我们的心若责备我们，神比我们的心大，一切事没有不知道的。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了，并且我们一切所求的就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord, we praise to you.
我们刚才恭敬地读过了你的话。
We read you words.
当我们安静在你面前来思想你话语的时候，
When we thinking about your words in front of you,
我们求主的圣灵向我们的心说话。
May your Holy Spirit speak to our hearts.
主，你鉴察我们的心肠和肺腑。
You know our hearts. You examine our hearts.
求主接近我们，给我们一个无亏的良心。
Please cleanse us our hearts and give us a pure hearts.
求主安静我们，让我们有一个受教的心。
Please quiet our hearts.And then let us willing to be told.
求主恩高在我们里边来帮助我们，好让你的话对我们是生命是灵。
May your words in our hearts become alive and spirit.
主，照着你应许在我们当中。
According to your promise in among us,
我们都是你重价买回来的罪人，但是得蒙了恩典。
We had your grace and we bought with very high price.
我们需要你的话语来加给我们力量。
We need your words give us strength.
来供应我们生命。
And then supply our life.
我们对你说，主啊，请说，仆人们静听。
Lord, we will say, Lord, we are here. Please say.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In name of Jesus.
Amen. 我们还是重复的、互相的提醒一个事实。
So we're going to keep reminding one factor.
就是约翰书信在圣经中有它一个非常独特的特点。
That's a very special features with John's letters in the Bible.
因为当约翰写这封书信的时候，已经大概超过九十岁了。
So when Apostle John writing this letter, he's more than 90 years old.
在他的心中，他有一个非常非常重大的负担。就是要把他心里对主耶稣的这一个的认知能够再三反复的来刻印在信徒的心中。
So he has a very, very heavy burden in his heart. And what he wanted to do is just impress the Lord some messages in brothers and sisters' hearts.
在新约圣经中写最多书信的人是保罗。
So Paul wrote a lot of letters in the New Testament.
有人把保罗的书信跟约翰的书信做了一点点的对比。
Someone compare Paul's letters and Apostle John's letters.
他说，约翰的书信用词简单，含义深刻。
So the John's letter, the words is very simple, but it's very impressive.
风格坦率而明朗。
So the style is very frank, but very clear.
所以他的笔法呢是清晰而有力。
So it's quite clear and strong.
当你读保罗书信的时候，你得到的感触是活泼而生动。
So when you read the letters from Paul, they'll be very active and then it's very...
而约翰的文字呢却是直言而诚实的。
So the letters from Apostle John is quite straightforward and then it's quite clear.
保罗呢他的书信是雄辩而有理论。
So Paul's letters full of like rationals and then arguments.
保罗是用理性跟理由来论证真理。
So Paul discusses with truth, with arguments and the rationals.
而约翰呢是用个人的经历来证实真理。
And Apostle John just talk about the truth is through his experience.
所以保罗的书信是段落清楚。
So the Paul's letter is the paragraphs is very they are very clear.
而约翰的书信就好像没有明显的段落。
You can see very, very clear structures from John's letter.
在我们开始读约翰书信的时候，我多次的提到。约翰真的是像一个老父亲一样的。
So I keep talking is about the John is like a old father.
说这件事，又一下子又提另一件事，等一等又回头来提这件事。
So when he talk about one thing, and then he jump into the other things, and he jump back to the first thing.
他虽然没有明确的分段。
So he doesn't have very clear structure.
但是他的真理是重复的重现在我们的眼前。
So the truth is quite repetitively mentioned.
我曾经听过一个传道的人。
I heard one pastor.
他非常非常受人欢迎的讲员。
He is a very popular pastor.
有一次人对他的评论是这样跟我说的。
So, someone talk about him.
他说你看他讲来讲去讲了很多很多，但是最终他只有一个标题的。
So you, hearing he talking about a lot, but he has,
他不管从哪个角度最后他都要回到那个标题上去的。
So whatever he talking about, he will come back to the main point.
我想约翰的书信就是这种特点。
So I find this, the John's letter is same with this pastor.
你读他的福音，读他的书信，甚至读启示录。
So when you read his letters, every letters, you will find that.
他不断的要把人带回到耶稣基督的面前。
His main point is bring brothers and sisters back to Jesus Christ.
那么在约翰书信这里呢，他注重讲到几个的事情。
So in first of John, he talking about some main things.
我们之前也讲过，约翰福音的重点是要写给全世界的人，让人能够知道因信耶稣可以得着永生。
So in the book of Apostle John, Gospel John, John he talking about.The only the Lord will be the savior for the whole world.
当他写给 写约翰书信的时候是写给已经信耶稣的信徒。
For some other letters, he written to the Christians.
他的主题不断的要让信徒记得你们已经有永生。
So he keep reminding Christians, you have eternal life.
但是对于这一般有永生的信徒，他要提醒他们几件很重要的事。
So he keep reminding these Christians some very important things.
因为有真理，就有谬慢的道理。
So when there's truth, there's some obey truth.
所以他在这里边讲到光明的时候，他就会讲到黑暗来跟他对比。
So when he talking about the lightness, and he will still talk about the darkness.
他讲到我们的天父的时候，他就会讲到一个人如果贪爱世界，爱父的心就不可能在他里边。
So when he talk about the father in heaven, and he also talk about don't love the world. If you love the world,
他跟我们讲到基督的荣美的时候，他就讲到敌基督要出现。
So when he talk about the glory of Christ, and he also talk about the Antichrist.
他讲到一个神的儿女必须是会行公义的。
So he will mention the sons of God will practice righteousness.
如果一个自称为信徒的人一直活在罪恶的里边，他就是假的信徒。
So if someone still keep singing, and then that's not true believers.
他讲到圣徒里边有圣灵在他身上做印记跟教导他。
So that's believers have Holy Spirit in their hearts to teach them, to guide them.
他就讲到一切的灵你们不可都信，因为邪灵、假基督、假先知已经出来了。
So don't believe all spirits, and then because some antichrist spirits comes out.
他讲到一个基督徒必须有爱。
So he mentioned one Christian must have love.
他就讲到爱可以有虚假的，只有言语，没有行动。
So he also mentioned that false love only in the deeps, but without any deeds or behavior.
他讲到一个基督徒，他是有从神而生的生命。
So one Christian has the life from God.
他就讲到从人而生的生命是怎样的不同。
So he compare with the life from human beings.
他喜欢用这种对比不断的来加强人对真理的认知。
He will emphasize the truth through this comparison.
而且借着这些的对比，他不断的告诉一个信徒，你必须可以试验真和假。
So he will let us to tell the differences from the truth or false.
而且他阐述这些真理的时候，
when he talking about this truth,
他真的不像保罗一样有那么丰富的理性跟条理的来述说。
So he can't do like Paul's way to have a very clear structure or have a very good argument.
他从来不用争辩的方法。
He didn't use the Paul's way.
他是用自己成熟的生命告诉信徒，你也必须在生命跟经历中来印证你所得的生命。
So he just showed the Christians, you should use your life and to live out the Lord's life. He's through his mature life.
所以在整个约翰一书里边，我们会重复的看见几个主题。
So we will see some things in this later.
什么是真理？
What is truth?
什么是生命？
What is life?
什么是圣灵？
What is Holy Spirit?
什么是真正的爱？
What is the true love?
他总是重复的在每一章里边突然出现，突然出现。
So he will mention in a paragraph again and again.
然后他也不断的在每一章里边提醒我们。
So he also will remind us in every paragraph.
假基督、假先知、假教训都要出现。
There's a lot of four things will come out.
所以一个基督徒你必须学习活在生命的里边。
So one Christian need to learn how to live in a truth life.
用生命去分辨跟去证明虚假的东西。
So through your life to tell what is right.
我想起一个很简单的现象。
So I can see one thing.
我们有时候炒菜里边有几根草，我也不知道为什么会有草。
So when you stir fry the vegetables, you will find some grass inside.
你就在吃饭的时候你就吃菜吃菜。
So when you add the veggies on table,
然后你突然间咬到一个东西，你这不对。
So when something in your mouth, you're chewing, you find something.
你的石头跟牙齿就会配合的把这。不是菜的青草给踢了出来。
So you will find out some grass in your teeth, and you will pull it out.
你用不着先把整碟菜一根一根先去考验过。
You don't need to search the all dishes veggie.
你是用你自己生命的分辨力，你咬到不同的东西，你知道错了。
So you can tell that when you are chewing, when you're eating the veggie, you can tell the difference.
有时候偶然饭里边有一两颗沙的。
So when you eat rice, you will find some small stone inside.
当你咬到沙的时候，你不会说算了就把它吞下去。
So you wouldn't say, oh, it doesn't matter, I just swallow it.
你一定会把它滤出来。
So you just take it out.
同样，基督徒的生命成长的过程里边。
So, in the journey of Christian growth,
我们会遇到各种各样的教训会临到我们。
We'll come across a lot of different teachings.
但是那些虚假的教训，你的生命会抵制的。
So, when you are facing the wrong teachings, your life will against it.
我记得有人这样的告诉我们。
So someone told us.
真钞票只有一张。
So the true the money, true notes only.
假钞票可以有几百样。
So different will be a different type of false loan.
怎样分别真假钞票呢
？How to tell the truth or the false notes?
今天很多人喜欢用很多的时间跟精力去找出假钞票的特点。
So someone will spend a lot of time to find what's the difference, what's the longness in a false note.
但是我听说银行里训练他们的职员的时候，就是教他们拼命的认这张真钞票就够了。
So the employees in the working the bank, they only what are they doing is just tell what is truth.
因为分的只有一个。
So the truth knows only one style.
假的有几百个方法。
There are different type of false notes.
你湿透了这一样，它有新的花样又出来。
If you find out, you can tell the one certain type of false notes.
但是你如果
持
定
you can tell
认定了这张真的。
But if you know how to tell the truth.
当假的东西一到你面前的时候。
When the false things come,
you come close. 认出来了。
So you will know it.
你可能手一摸就摸出来了。
So when you touch it, you will find it is different.
同样在我们信仰的里边。
So in our faith,
老约翰在这里好像再三的也在提醒我们。
So John keep reminding us,
你们真的是神的儿女。
You are the truly God's children.
你们是有重生的新生命的一帮人。
You have a new eternal life.
况且还有圣灵保惠师在你们里边帮助你们。
So you have the Holy Spirit in your heart help you.
你只要照着恩高的教训住在主的里边。
You just living in Christ, Lord.And according to the teachings,
你将会十分稳妥。
So you will be very stable.
所以基督徒在约翰的书信给我们一个的感触是这样。
So we have a feeling from the John's letter.
他把一些很简单的事重复的来提醒我们。
So some simple things he mentioned it again and again.
我觉得一个很矛盾的情形在今天。
Something is quite paradoxic.
今天的基督教世界是腐朽。
So in a Christian world,
一个基督徒如果要成长要长大他就必须受更好的知识的教育。
So someone would say, one Christian wanted to grow, and then they need more knowledge.
有一个人曾经对我挑战问我。
Someone charged me before.
他说当一个幼儿园老师都要受专业的教训。
So when a tri-care teachers need a training.
一个要去传福音跟传讲主话语的人竟然可以不上神学这算什么。
So how come people wanted to share the message, wanted to teach brothers and sisters, they don't need to go to the Bible school.
原谅我诚实地告诉你。
So to be honest,
我自己的身肉体，我很想去装备神学知识的。
I was planning to go to Bible school.
但是我很感恩，在我周围有一些非常认识主的人。
So some elders around me,
他们真的是用一生的生命去见证他们所信的道。
So they just use their life to testify the truth.
他们可以为主的名坐牢，为主的名受苦。
They can put into jail and they can have suffering because of Jesus' name.
我不是叫人说我的。我所体会跟经验的东西就是唯一的东西。不一定。
So I'm not saying, this is the only way to do.
我是认为说主在每个人身上可以有不同的方法跟带领。
So I would say, the Lord will guide you a different way to different people.
但是在我身上呢我觉得我很保守的一件事就是。
So I can say one thing is very very good.
几位非常我尊重爱戴的长辈
，some elders I respect，
都是在很重要的关键时刻来对我说话。
So in a very important situation, they talk to me.
我虽然到今天我还不能完全理解
，so I can't understand completely.
但是我在信心里边，我顺服。
So in my heart, I obey.
而且我得到很大的福分。
I get a very great blessing.
我记得我要离开中国的时候。
When I left China,
一位做了几十年的老基督徒。
So one Christian's already been Christian for many years.
他好像看透了我的心。
And he read my heart.
在要送别我的时候，他只对我说一句话。
So when before I left, he talked to me.
你到外边自由的社会，我告诉你不要去读神学。
So don't one thing I remind you, don't go to Bible school when you go abroad.
因为他大概明白我的心思。
So he understands my heart.
我在中国文革一点书都没机会读。
So in a I haven't got the chance to have
education. 他知道我得着主的恩典，被主的爱激励，我真的愿意一辈子跟从主。
So he know I was encouraged by Lord's love and to follow Lord.
但是他在跟我告别的时候就用一句话阻止了我前边这样的路。
So before I leave, he just remind me and stop my plan.
对别人我不敢说，对我真的知道是对我的保护。
So I know this is a protection for me.
出来海外以后。我也非常非常的知道自己的软弱、无知跟愚昧。
So when I come to Australia, I know I realize my weakness, my fullness.
我有一次跟一位你们大家都认识、也很尊重的长辈江弟兄。
So one day I just talked with Stephen Kong, the elders.
因为我真的把他当成我的属灵父亲。
So I just treated him as my spiritual father.
我就有一次跟他谈话的当中，我对他说。
So we have one conversation and then I
asked him. 我说我很想去受装备。
So I wanted to go to Bible school.
因为不然的话我觉得我太糟糕了。
So I found my I'm not enough.
对，有人一问。
So someone asked.
哦，你这个人中学都还没读完呢。
So you didn't get a very good education.
你也要传福音啊。
So you are the person wanted to share gospel.
结果我的弟兄给我一个安慰，非常清楚的安慰。
So brother just give me very very good encouragement.
他说每个基督徒都有一个神学院。
So he said every Christian has.One Bible school.
第一个最重要的神学院是你的家。
So most important Bible school is your home.
在家里你什么都隐藏不了。
So in the family, you can't hide.
在家里你必须面对你真实的自己。
So in your, at home, you have to face you,
在家里你得到许多的帮助，你也得到许多的纠正。
So you will have a lot of help and a lot of correct in the
在家里你不能读四年五年就说毕业。
So you can't say I will graduate at home after 4 or 5 years.
你必须学到你离开这个地上为止。
So you will be the whole life.
你还有一个神学院。
You have the other Bible school.
教会。
Church.
弟兄姐妹，每一个在教会里的弟兄姐妹，你都在上神学院。
So when you're in the church, actually you are the education.
他给你的教育是现实的、经验的。
That would be a real and then the experienced education.
有许多不同背景的人、不同性格的人在一起。
So church is a group, a lot of people.From different backgrounds.
你在世界的团体里边，我跟你不合，我走开算了。
So in the world, and then you just said, if I'm not happy with him, I will go away.
在教会里，你不喜欢他，你就偏偏主要你跟他在一起学习。
But in the church, if you dislike someone and you have Lord will let you stay with him.
神不许你逃学。
So God said you can't quit.
所以我不赞成。我不喜欢一个基督徒动不动就说这个教会不合适我，我到别的地方去，我找个合适的。
So I find it's that's no good. If some Christian said this church is no good, I just find the other church.
主要你放在那里，你就必须在里边学到你懂为止。
So if you Lord give you this job and this position, you have to learn and then learn how to do it.
不过我说的是个人的一点点的认知而已。
So this is my understanding.
我个人不反对人去读神学哈，你们不要抱住个人说吴弟兄不给人读神学。
So don't get a misunderstanding. I agree some people will go to a Bible school.
老实说，我写过几封信介绍人去读神学的。
I wrote some letters, introduce some brothers and sisters, go to Bible school.
因为只要一个人能对我说神感动我必须做这件事，我一定要尊重神的，不是尊重我自己。
So if someone told me he definitely want to go to a Bible school from the Lord's guide, I will let him go.
那我现在要。提到在刚才读的圣经这几节里边
So when we read these scriptures
主要只有两个题目
So that's the two things
刚才第三章十八节开始的时候
In the verse 18 in the chapter 3
他说我们如果在行为和诚实上能够爱弟兄就知道我们是属真理的。
So he said, if we love our brothers indeed and in truth, and then that means we are really in truth.
并且我们的心在神面前就可以安稳。
So our heart will be assured in front of God.
我们的心若直备我们，神比我们的心大。一切事没有不知道的。
So if our hearts commands us, God is greater than our hearts, and then He knows everything.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不直备我们，我们就可以向神坦然无惧了。
So it will be confident if our heart doesn't command us.
在这里提到一件每个人都知道的东西，就是无亏的良心。
So that's the one thing I mentioned for every Christian is the pure heart.
良心是神放在人里边一个能够发生灵性感知跟与神交往的一个非常敏锐的器官。
So our heart is very important tools can communicate with our Lord and then to fuel our Lord.
对于基督徒，我们常常说我们不是靠行为得救。
So for Christians, we said we are not saved by our behavior.
我们是凭恩典，藉着信得救的。
So we saved by by grace and faith.
这肯定是对的。
So that's true.
因为没有一个人能靠行为得神的喜悦。
So no one can please God through the behavior.
是因着神的怜悯，像我们这样的罪人才能够得救。
So because God's grace and mercy, and we can be saved.
但是你要记得，在圣经中对信徒是不断的提醒，你有一个最起码的要求，你必须在神在人面前必须有一个无亏的良心。
So in the Bible, there's mentioned again, Christians need have a pure heart in front of in the world.
保罗说到他自己的时候，用过这样一段话，他说
：“So when Paul talk about himself, he talked like this.
我们既然蒙了怜悯，受了这职分，就不上当。”
So we know lost our heart when we have this calling from God.
乃将那些暗昧可耻的事弃绝了。
So we just get rid of the bad things.
不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理。
So we have to be honest, and then we speak teach our Lord's teaching in the right way.
只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己敬以个人的良心。
So we have I just read this.
哥林多后书四章二节。
Practice calling and to temperate with God's word, but an open statement of the truth. We would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sign of God.
所有的使徒都非常注重一个信徒的良心。
So apostles emphasize the Christians' conscience.
他们常常说有人丢弃了良心就好像船坏了一样。
So if someone against the conscience, it will be like a broken boat.
他们常常说人的良心 如果一直被拒绝，他就会像被热铁烙框了一样，已经没有柔软了。
So, if one person just keep against his conscience, will be hard, will be get a hardened heart.
如果一个信徒良心有亏，他的祷告不蒙垂听。
So when a person's conscience is not pure, and then God couldn't listen to him.
因为我们的信仰，我们的生命是从主来的那个清洁的、公义的生命。
So our life from Lord is a life like clean and pure and righteous.
他说到我们在遵行神的命令跟吩咐的时候，就再三的提醒我们。
So he keep reminding us teaching.
他说命令的总归就是爱。
So the commandments will be the love.
但是这个爱是从清洁的心、无愧的良心、无伪的信心生出来的。
So that's the things is from the pure and then the good hearts.
那是不是基督徒又回到靠行为的这个过程来呢？
So do we go back to the teaching we are saved by behavior?
绝对不是。
That's no.
这里说到的，如果我们的良心有亏，神比我们的心还大。
So it says, if our hearts commands us, God is greater than our hearts.
一切的事没有不知道的。
So he knows everything.
你知道我们人有时候的良心迟钝到一个地步，是我们可以欺骗自己的。
So we will trick ourselves one time our conscience.
但是在这里给我们看见一个事，是神知道一切。
But he mentioned Lord knows everything.
所以使徒们不管哪一个使徒，就不断的提醒我们，你到神面前必须有一个清洁的心，无愧的良心。
So apostles will remind us, if you come to God, you should have a pure heart.
如果你一直不肯对付你良心的问题，
So if you don't want to deal with the
换句话说
impure heart,
在属灵的经验来说，就是你一直不肯听从圣灵的提醒。
So in other words, you don't want to listen to the reminder from Holy Spirit.
你的心很可能变硬。
So you might grow into hardened hearts.
但是同时呢，
So in the same time,
神的心比我们的良心，神比我们的良心大得多。
So our God is greater than our hearts.
他也防止我们落在一种过分脆弱的良心感觉中。
So he wouldn't ask to remind in a too weak conscience.
因为我们知道每个人都会有过错、有失败、有软弱的时候。
So we know we are not perfect, we made a mistake.
那因为这个良心是很敏锐的。
So the conscience is very sensitive.
所以撒旦就趁此成为了一个控告我们的对手。
So the Satan will accuse us, he will be our enemy to accuse us.
他对一些还没信主的人，他就控告他说，你有这个罪，你有那个罪，你还敢去信神吗？
For some unbelievers, he will accuse them, he will command them, say, you sin less and less, how come you can get a salvation?
对一些基督徒又失败跌倒了，他就控告他们说，你已经再没有机会了。
So for some Christians, they sinned, they made a mistake, and they were said, you don't have any chance to be saved.
这里说到神比我们的心大。
So it said, our Lord is greater than our heart.
如果我们真的是犯罪了、失败了，他要我们不要因此堕落下去，自暴自弃。
So he reminded us, don't give up if you sin or made mistakes.
他仍然用神的慈爱来提醒我们。
So he reminds us in God's mercy.
他说基督 藉着永远的灵把自己无瑕无疵的献给了神。
So, Christ, offered himself, to the God.
他的血岂不更能洗净你们的良心？
His, precious blood can cleanse, your conscience.
除去你们的死性，使你们侍奉那永生的神。
And then you can serve, the eternal God.
他告诉你，你不能一直在控告的底下伪证、伪命不证。
So you can't live in a life, keep accusing by, your sins, by the, evil.
他再三的把我们带回到耶稣基督的救赎和大爱的里面。
So he bring us under, the mercy and then, the love, grace of Christ.
他告诉我们，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是藉着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过。
So he said he gives us, so it's in the Hebrews 10:19-22. Yeah. So he said, for when every commandment of the word has been declared by Moses to all the people, and then he took the blood of calves and goats. Sorry, wrong one. So therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the new and the living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh.
并且有一位大祭司和我们心中天良的亏欠已经被洒去了。
So, and since we have a great priest, over the house of God, and let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance.
身体用清水洗净了，就当存诚实、充足的信心来到神的面前。
So with our hearts, sprinkles, clean from an evil conscience, and then our bodies washed with pure water.
所以说到一个无愧的良心。
So that's a pure conscience.
一面说到我们必须远离罪恶。
So we need to, keep away from sin.
必须有了主的话就照着去遵行。
So if you have God's, words, we need to
follow. 说到无愧的良心，不是我们自己能持守得住。
So we can't keep the pure conscience.
整个的依据是耶稣基督的血和他的可信。
So we can't keep the, pure conscience by ourselves, but only for, by the,
避免两个的极端。
Precious blood.
一个极端就是让你不顾良心的感动。
So what, someone will, just ignore the, conscience.
一个就是叫你过分的自暴自弃，爬不起来。
And someone will, focus on, on the conscience too much.
所以约翰我说，他尝试用实践的生活来让我们体验，来经历主这一个宝贵的救恩。
So, Apostle John is trying to using the, practical,way to let us, know the Lord's, glory and His grace.
那么这一段后边有一句非常非常重要的话。
That's a very important, sentence.
我应该没有很多时间在这里讲下去，但是我要把它重新重点的提出来。
So I need to, emphasize, even though I don't have, too much time now.
我们遵守他的命令，行他喜悦的事。22节，下半段。
Because we keep his commandments and do what please him.
神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名。
So, the God's commandments is they ask to believe His Son of Jesus Christ.
且照他赐给我们的命令彼此
相爱。
And according to his commandments, we should love one another.
然后他很鼓励地说，遵行神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
So he said, whatever keep his commandments abides in God, and God's in him.
我每逢读到这一节的时候，我真的很得很得鼓励。
So I'm encouraged by this sentence.
神对全世界的人只有一个命令，没有太多。
So there's only one commandment for whole world.
就是要人信耶稣基督。
So he said, we have to believe Jesus Christ.
而且因信他就有永生。
And we have eternal life if we believe him.
对于已经信了耶稣的人，这个命令的衍生就是照着耶稣所吩咐的，也只有一个命令。
So for believers, there's one is still same commanders, but the extension, which is
你们要彼此相爱。
You should love one another.
你看看神给我们何等大的恩典。
So, what's a great grace from our God?
简单而明了的命令。
It's very simple and clear commandment.
照着你的本相来信耶稣。
So, come and believe Jesus with you.
耶稣会赦免你一切的罪之外。
So, the Jesus will forgive you sins.
而且给你一个从神而来的生命。
And you will have an eternal life from God.
对约翰来说，信仰不是上教堂。
So for John, he said, faith is not only going to church.
信仰不是行善事。
The faith not only doing charity.
他的确地讲到生命只在耶稣基督里面。
So he emphasized the life only in the Jesus Christ.
神把耶稣给我们之外，一切的丰盛都在基督里一起给了你我。
So the God gave Jesus Christ to us.But his fullness in the Jesus Christ.
除此之外，应该说他没什么可以给你了。
So that's all he can give us.
当你听神的命令，接受了耶稣基督的时候
，So when you listen to the God's commandments,
耶稣就清楚地对你我说。
And then Jesus will tell you clearly.
我给你们一条新命令。
I give a new commandment.
叫你们彼此相爱。
You love one another.
仍然不是叫你去做什么事。
So no saying you doing something.
透过主给你的新生命，圣灵在你里边帮助你。
So through the you have a new life.And then by the Holy Spirit, will guide you.
我们就能够学习来爱神，并且爱弟兄姐妹。
And we can learn how to love our God and love our brother and sister.
后边他还会详细的再继续讲到这些的题目。
So he will continue talking about this topic.
今天我必须停在这里。
So I have to stop here.
如果你还没有接受耶稣的，我鼓励你，只要打开你的心，信耶稣作为你的救主，神就是这样的唯一的一条命令给你。
So that's only one commandment. If you believe Jesus, and then you will receive the eternal life from the God.
当然我所说的信不是今天宗教形式上的一次过的信。
So what I'm talking about the faith is different from nowadays talking about the faith.
有一次觉知性的信。
So the faith you just
但是这个信是持续的，跟你的生命一起直到永远去的。
So the faith is not happen only once, but it will be continuous faith. From you believe to the end.
对于你认为你已经蒙恩得救的人
，For the believers，
我们记得神给你我也是非常清楚的命令。
So we have a clear commandment from God.
你们要彼此相爱。
You love one another.
有爱心的是属神的。
So people who love abound in God.
没有爱心的就是不认识神的。
So people the believers don't love wouldn't believe to God.
这一个命令同样检验基督徒的真正的状况和生命的实际。
So you will this commandment will test the Christian's real situation and then the real life.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，愿你自己的话语进入我们的心中。
Lord, may your words come into our hearts.
主真的，你给我们生命。
So you give life to us.
这生命是真的。
This is real life.
主，你要活在属你的人里边。
So you will live in the believers.
主，你不在乎我们懂得多少。
You don't mind how much we know.
但你说，有了你命令而遵守的这人，就是属你的。
So you will say, someone belongs to you if they follow what you said.
就是爱你的。
They are the person love you.
就会跟他同住。
So you will live among them.
主，我们最大的需要就是你常与我们同住。
So what we need is, Lord, is we need you among us.
除去我们一切不幸的恶心。
So just take away all the unbeliever hearts.
纠正我们不能爱弟兄的虚假。
So correct the falseness. We can't love our brothers.
好叫你的命令被我们这些属你的人能够来遵行。
So let us can keep your commandments.
奉主耶稣名求。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.